சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பரா.
தர்டீன்த் சாப்டர் எய்த் ஸ்லோக.
அமானித்வமதம் பித்வம் அஹிம்சா க்ஷாந்திரார்ஜவம் ஆச்சார்யோபாசனம் சௌசம் ஸ்தைர்யமாத்மவினிக்ரஹம்
லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா என்யூமரேட்டிங் த வேல்யூஸ் இன் த நேம் ஆஃப் ஜ்ஞானம் சின்ஸ் தே ஆர் தி சாதனாஸ் ஆர் த மீன்ஸ் டு அட்டெயின் ஜ்ஞானம் தேர்ஃபோர் த வேல்யூஸ் ஆர் ஆல்சோ கேன் பி கால்ட் ஆஸ் ஜ்ஞானம் சின்ஸ் தீஸ் வர்ச்சூஸ் our values our ethical moral life a value based life is the means to attain self knowledge that is atma jnanam therefore those virtues can be called as jnanam லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா பிகின்ஸ் வித் அமானித்வம் அதம்பித்வம் ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு டெவலப் ஹியூமிலிட்டி வினயம் பணிவு தட் ஈஸ் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பேசிக் குவாலிட்டி ஆஃப் எ ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் சீக்கர் அட் ஆல் லெவல்ஸ் டுவர்ட்ஸ் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் எஸ்பெஷலி டுவர்ட்ஸ் ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ் Why I am telling especially towards human beings? Some people love their dog, not even human beings. The near and dear people in the family, they disrespect and they respect that pet dog. That's why I am telling especially human beings. Whether you are respecting or not, animal do not know. They will not get hurt. But human beings get hurt if you are disrespecting others. Lack of humility. People get hurt in the family or near and dear people. Therefore, develop humility first. How you show humility? By doing namaskara. If they are elders, you do namaskara. If they are youngsters, you do some wishing. How are you? Wishing. Adambhitvam. There is no any pomp and show in your vesha, bhasha, bhusha. May you be simple. Simplicity is another quality of a Vedantic seeker. Vesha, dress, bhusha, ornaments, bhasha, language. It should not show any pomp and show. What I wear, the dress, ornaments, is not for showing to others. That feeling should not be there. Everyone should look at me alone. Because of my dress, my decoration, all these things, I want to attract people through my language, my speaking language. The words I use, I want to attract the people, means something wrong in my thinking. Therefore, never try to attract people through your words or your dress or ornaments. Then, why you have to decorate yourself, ornamenting and garments, all these things? This is Bhagavan's Devalayam. No? Bhagavan is inside. I have to take care of this body, therefore I am doing some minimum decoration as a worship. This is a temple. I am not dressing to show to others. This is a temple, I have to decorate. If I wear flowers also, this is also an offering to Bhagavan. If I wear chandan, this is an offering to Bhagavan. If I wear any ornaments or anything, only for Bhagavan. I am decorating the temple. If this bhavana is there, you are having adambhitvam anartham. Manitvam, adambhitvam, ahimsa, never hurt others. Be non-violent always. Manasa, vacha, karmana. Never hurt others at any cost by any means. Unknowingly also. Either deliberately or unknowingly also, never hurt. If you hurt anyone at any time, at any place, you have to do lot of japa, parayasittam. Unknowingly, my words I blurt out, or physically I might have hurt, given hurting to others, I may cause hurt to others, I might have. Therefore, let me do lot of japa as a prayaschittam. Lacks la pannanam. Ahimsa, ahimsa, kshantihi. May you have perseverance. Kshantihi means forbearance. Kshantihi. Capacity to wait the things to unfold at that time, exactly what time they will unfold. No hurry. Purumai anartham. Panivu purumai. Papa. Papa anna anartham. Not papam. Panivu purumai. So purumai. Then arjavam. May you have straightforwardness. May you have alignment in your words, thoughts and deeds. Check yourself. Monitor your words and actions. Monitor your thoughts and words. Monitor your words and actions. Actions and thoughts. Thoughts and words. This triangular manasa, vacha, karmana. All of us know one sloka. Kayena vacha manase indriyairva. That too with tune. Kayena vacha. How much we are implementing into our life is the question. Very, very important. Alignment, integration, organizing, the cohesion, cooperation, coordination between my own personality. Otherwise, it will be a split personality. Split personality is a crack personality. You know, split personality is a crack, means what? A crack on the mirror. When there is a crack on the mirror, how you look at your face? How your face looks? How you look at your face? Illa. How your face looks when there is a crack in the mirror? Now imagine, there is a crack in your mind, suppose. That is why they call, he is a crack. I don't know meaning. Is a crack na enna puriyadhu namu chumma use pandrom. What do you mean by crack? In whose personality there is a split? It is called crack. Now after so many years, we have discovered what is the meaning of crack. My interpretation. I do not know why, what way people talk. This is my interpretation. When there is a split in your words and thoughts and deeds, that is called a crack in your personality. That itself disturbs your life. Your arjivam is not for others' sake. Your arjivam is for your own mental peace, physical health, mental health. Your mental health and physical health are depending upon your values, how much you value them. Arjavam. Then, Acharya Upasanam. This is what we were seeing in the last class. Acharya means your guru. Your own guru, Acharya. Upasanam. Upasanam means worshipping your own guru. Physical worship, mental worship, and you have to show your Shraddha in Shastra. If you really revere your guru, your Shraddha must be what? Pramanena Sevanam. Pramanena, I serve my guru as a Pramanam. He is an embodiment of Pramanam. Therefore, Shastra and my guru, both are one and the same for me. Equal reverence I have to show. Because I want to get moksha, I want to get Mahavakya, that Mahavakya is in Shastra, that Shastra can be unfolded by my guru alone. Therefore, my guru is the container, Shastra is the content. Without guru respect, Shastra Matra can never be unfolded. Without respect towards your guru, Shastra Mata hide herself. She never unfold her true nature to you. That is why those who have the tremendous bhakti on guru, bhakti means manasa vacha karmana. That is important. Some people do karmana physically. In mind there is bhakti. Some people have in the mind, manasa manasalo nirchinde irpa, enna prayojana? Verbally also. So verbally I have to show, mentally I have to show, and physically I have to show. When? How long? Ajivitam, lifelong. Romba kashtam. Ajivitam. That is why our traditional acharyas kept the Acharya Upasanam. Lord Krishna says, all the way this person has to come out of ignorance. Janma janma janmala ignorance. Is it possible that much easily? Therefore, guru alone is the sculptor. I told you in the last class, guru alone is the sculptor who chisel my personality, unwanted areas to be removed. Then the murti aham brahmasmi jnanam comes. Takes lot of time. Porumai venu. Adukada idhuk munnane shanti sonnar. You require tremendous shanti. You have to undergo lot of physical, mental, and verbal also. The guru's words are that ultimate, final. The guru is final for me, ultimate. Where you surrender your ahankara totally. That in the front of Shastra Mata. Guru is representing Shastra Mata. Therefore, I surrender in front of my guru totally, physically, mentally. As mother, father, everything is my guru. Without hiding anything in my heart. With open-mindedness, if I am there with my guru, manasa, vacha, karmana, Shastra Mata knows. You can never hide Shastra Mata. Your personality, you can never hide from Shastra, Veda Mata. Veda Mata knows how you are. You may hide from people, even guru also, but Shastra Mata knows how you are, what you are. She decides what to give, when to give. It's very powerful. Smasha Veda Mata, she knows what to give, when to give, seeing your qualification. Therefore, I have to qualify myself. There should not be any sort of impurity in my mind at thought level or anything. So therefore, it is a tapas. It is a type of tapas, austerity. If you look into our Upanishads, if you look into our Puranas, how the great Mahatmas became, no, they became great Mahatmas, great Jnanis, and you see their history, how they served their Guru, how they worshipped their Guru, how much they have surrendered to their Guru, you wonder. That is why Guru Kripa, Ishwara Kripa, Shastra Kripa are unique, very, very unique. Up to here, we saw in the last class, Acharyopasanam also over. Shankaracharya used one word, Moksha Sadhana Upadeshtuhu. Guru is one who is teaching me all sadhanas to attain moksha. That Guru, Acharyasya Pramanena Sevanam. Looking at Guru as Pramana. Pramanena Sevanam means what? I serve my Guru as I am serving to Veda Mata. Veda Mata is in book form in front of me now. But alive Veda Mata is my Guru. Appadipatta respect irukkanum. How much respect we should have? In the respect irukkanum nu therinjikkaradhukku enna 15 varsham aagirathu. Enna first class, second class onnume puriyadhu. Idhukku 10 varsham 15 varsham apparam puriyidum. Puriyiradha? Romba disappointment a irukkalle. Enna and the sincerity and the seriousness of each word come only after long shravanam, only we'll really listen, look into that words. First, in the initial stages of listening, la ella mele mele kepom apdiye varu adukapram da aalama kekkrade manas priyarada. Therefore acharya upasanam pramanena sevanam. See, these are not my words. Shankaracharya himself says, Adi Shankaracharya. So therefore, if you keep those Mahatmas photos in your house, once you look at them, you get inspiration, their words. A person who remembers these statements all the time in his mind or in her mind, they alone get draw the benefit of Shastram. Acharya Upasanam is one of the important qualification. Next qualification is Shaucham. Shaucham means cleanliness. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Nama quotations alla nalla thorough we are. Nalladhu adhiyavad irukke at least. Shaucham in Ashtanga Yoga of Patanjali, in the do's, five do's are there. Shaucha, Santosha, Tapas, Swadhyaya. First do's, don'ts and do's. Yamas are called don'ts. Niyamas are called do's. Do's and don'ts. What is the first one? Yama, niyama? Shaucham. Shuch. To be clean. Shaucham. Cleanliness or orderliness at three levels, at verbal level, at physical level, at mental level. First, physical level. Physical level, be clean first of all. Keep your body clean. Nails clean, hair clean. Don't allow the hair to come and fall on your head. It is not supposed to fall on your head. Because all bacteria are sitting there. That's why now our people, if mudi vandi thala mele vidunda daridram ani solluva. Appadi daridram edhukku solra theriyumo? You should not touch the hair. The hair should not fall on your head because a lot of dust particles there. It is not hygienic. Hygiene ani sonna namakku puriyadhu. Daridram ani sonna bayam. Poverty varum. Therefore, let me not touch the hair. Those days we listen to our elders. Now which children, they listen to parents. They always touch water, only mudi. and they are hanging then hair whole hair they are leaving, and boys and girls both are same nowadays, no pinnal, no tying the hair. If you leave the hair, and always you have to do like that maadukku pannina maadhiri abadi pannindir. And the hair, if you go on touching and making into front and touching, what type of behavior is this? In front of elders also, same thing. Gents and eppudume craft ipdi pannindey irupanga. These are all not hygienic. The more you touch the hair, the more you are prone to get infection and artham. Therefore, you have to comb your hair neat. Cut the nails, never bite the nails, more dangerous. In the name of nail care, hair care, people are doing all ashauchamana, ashauchama irukka. So therefore, physical cleaning, in those days no soaps and all, only mud they take near the river and rub to the body. Swamiji was telling, multani, mannu, pack, mud pack, mud pack. The Ayurveda, you go natural cure, Jindal and all, they do mud pack. Enna pannuva mud pack theriyuma? Padukka vechindi, whole body, apply the mud. Appadi you like bhootam maadhiri irupa, paakkuradhu. After that mud application, you dry for few hours, then they give bath. Now people are paying for that nearly 10,000. Mud bath na 10,000. 10,000 kuduthe mud bath. And then namma veetla pannikala. Namma veetla na panna maatam. Adu special na. Adu maadhiri ella people coming to the natural again. This soap is not good, that soap is not good, this is allergic, that is allergic. Ippo mrit na snanam anaru. You have to apply the mrit and then take the bath. Innor point is, when you go to bath into the river to take bath, you are not supposed to carry the soap box. That is condition. When you are taking a river bath, you are not supposed to apply the soap. Because everyone apply the soap and take bath in the river, what will happen to that river? All chemicals flow in the river. You are making the river impure. That's why strictly prohibited. It is a dosham actually. But nowadays people carry the soap box up to that and they sit and nalla apply panni soap and taking river bath. Bad. So the river man itself you have to supply to the body. This is the physical cleaning. Then what about verbal cleaning? Your words also must be clean. Clean words. Never use any abusing words. Never use any word called seni. I told you, enough. When I was counseling some people, one lady came to me and told, Swamini, I am so feeling bad today. Why? While coming to the school, she is a teacher, and coming to school, I shouted at my daughter as Shini. And she, in the angry, she want to come so fast to the school, and that tension, she used a word towards her daughter, Shini. Anna artha? Ni Shini po anna artha? And then after coming to school, she was crying almost. Why I uttered such a word? Once you utter, you cannot take it back. This is very common in the families using the word sheni. Parents uttering these words as sheni, children. Husband also uttering that word towards wife. Sheni. First honey, then money. Later, seni. The honey can be turned into seni. Everybody. These are the words. If you, she is seni, she can also call you are seni. She won't utter, she feels in the mind. When I am seni, are you not seni? She feels. Adi podume, vedila sollanuma enna? Adi podume, manasula nenichale podu. அதனால் பிஃபோர் வி ஆர் அட்டரிங் எனி வேர்ட், இஃப் சப்போஸ் தட் பர்சன் அட்டர் த சேம் வேர்ட், ஹவு ஐ ரியாக்ட், ஐ ஷுட் திங்க் பிஃபோர் ஐ ஆம் அட்டரிங் திஸ் வேர்ட் டுவர்ட்ஸ் தட் பர்சன். இஃப் தட் சேம் வேர்ட் தே அட்டர், சேம் வே தே பிஹேவ் டுவர்ட்ஸ் மீ பை யூஸிங் அப்யூசிங் வேர்ட்ஸ், ஹவு ஐ ரியாக்ட், ஹவு ஐ ஃபீல், ஹவு ஐ ரெஸ்பாண்ட். இஃப் ஐ திங்க் ஒன் மினிட் ஒன் செகண்ட், ஐ வில் நாட் ஸ்பீக் லைக் தட். ஐ அந்த அதர் ஹேண்ட் ஐ ஃபில்டர் மை வேர்ட்ஸ், ஐ செக் மை வேர்ட்ஸ், அதர்வைஸ் ஐ வில் பி ஹைஜாக்டு பை மை பிஹேவியர், வேர்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் ப்ராப்ளம். தட்ஸ் வே லக்ஷ்மீர் வசதி ஜிஹ்வாக்ரே, ஜிஹ்வாக்ரே மித்ரபாந்தவாஹ, த லக்ஷ்மி லீவ்ஸ் ஆன் யுவர் டங். ஐ டோல் யூ நோ தட் ஸ்லோகா, கேயூராணன விபூஷயந்தி புருஷம், அந்த ஸ்லோகா இஸ் தேர் ஸ்டில், இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் யூ கேன் ரைட். ஸோ லக்ஷ்மீர் அனதர் ஸ்லோகா, லக்ஷ்மீர் வசதி ஜிம்ஹாக்ரே, ஜிம்ஹாக்ரே மித்ரபாந்தவாஹ, ஆல் யுவர் ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் ரிலேட்டிவ்ஸ் ஆர் க்ளோஸ் டு யூ ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் யூ ஸ்பீக் ஸ்வீட்லி, ஜென்ட்லி, ஸ்மூத்லி, தென் தே கம் டு யூ. இஃப் யுவர் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் நாட் ஸ்மூத், தே வில் கோ ஃபார், வெரி வெரி அன்ஹெல்தி என்று அர்த்தம், நாட் வெர்பல்லி நாட் ஹெல்தி. வாக்ஷுத்தி என்று சொல்லுவாள், வாக்ஷுத்தி மீன்ஸ் வாட், இஃப் யூ ஸ்பீக் சத்தியம் பிரியம், த ஸ்பீச் இஸ் சௌச்சம் இஸ் தேர் இன் யுவர் வாக்ஷுத்தி இஸ் தேர், வாட் எவர் யூ ஸ்பீக் இட் கம்ஸ் ட்ரூ. 12 years if you follow this vratam, all vratams are meant for what? To avoid this sense slavery. All values, vratams are all meant for, any vratam you take for that matter, all are meant to avoid our laziness towards our sense weaknesses, sense slavery. Therefore, all rituals are very important. All functions, festivals are important. They remove our laziness, slavery towards body, mind, sense organs. Therefore, vakshuddhi is very important. Whatever you utter, it will happen if you have vakshuddhi. Otherwise, nothing will happen. Whatever you say, never happens. Even mental, manasika shuddhi also. Your thoughts also must be pure. Check your thoughts when they are coming negative or unhealthy thoughts, spiritually unfriendly thoughts. Because I am a Vedantic seeker, Bhagavad Gita student, spiritually unfriendly thoughts you monitor, filter, check. By checking your thoughts itself, then you are 50% you have checked at verbal level. Whatever you think only comes at verbal level. If you have manasika shuddhi, thought level shuddhi is there, words also come pure words. Shuddhata will be there. You are monitoring your thoughts. This is called filtering. Filtering your thoughts. This is called manashika shuddhi. Now, three levels of shuddhi. Karmana shuddhi, vacha shuddhi, manasa shuddhi. Every second, every action of mine is to be monitored. I should not gloss over, I should not be complacent, even a second, even a moment. That is called yoga. Real yoga is what? I check my thoughts. That is called thought power. Your thought power is depending upon the way you culture your thoughts. If you culture your thoughts, you nurture your friendly, healthy, spiritually oriented thoughts, if you nurture, you are a samskrita purushaha. Otherwise, you are a prakrita purushaha. Not refined, not cultured, you are uncultured, anagarikaha, civilized kediyadu, uncivilized. Romba civilized society enna enna artham? Civilized society enna tuni gini uḷḍa uḍamela pōṭṭukāmale pōgaradhe civilized society. ದ ಮೋರ್ ಯು ಕವರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ ದ ಮೋರ್ ಸಿವಿಲೈಜ್ಡ್ ಯು ಆರ್. ದ ಮೋರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಪ್ರೊಜೆಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ ದ ಮೋರ್ ಅನ್ಸಿವಿಲೈಜ್ಡ್ ಯು ಆರ್. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಇಂಡಿಯನ್ ಕಲ್ಚರ್. ದ ಮೋರ್ ಯು ಕವರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ, ಯು ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೋಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ದ ಮೋರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಕವರಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ, ಯು ಆರ್ ಸಿವಿಲೈಸ್ಡ್. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ನೆವರ್ ಕಂಪೇರ್ ವಿತ್ ವೆಸ್ಟರ್ನ್ ಕಲ್ಚರ್. That culture is suitable for them, not for this culture. Our culture is all the way taking you to that spiritual journey. We don't compare to the Western culture. Now our children are staying in Western countries and they come here with that dress, and Westerners are coming and wearing Indian dress. Idu parunga vichitram. Westerners, they are coming here. You see that music season la nariya Westerners, foreigners are coming. All of them, they buy sarees, dhotis, and vibhuti, ella pottinne, and they wear all Indian costumes. And our children ange poi, and they wear that dress, ella half dress da, and they come and wear. I want to be free. I don't want to wear for dress for anybody's sake. I wear dress for my sake. You are not wearing at all. You are wearing half dress. Ninga enga wear pandra? ஹவுஸில் வீட்டில் ஃபாதர் இன் லா இஸ் தேர், மதர் இன் லா இஸ் தேர், ஆன்சிஸ்டர்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல்சோ ஓல்டு பேரண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் தேர், கிராண்ட்மா கிராண்ட் ஃபாதர் ஆர் தேர். ஹவு டு யூ ஹவ் டு ட்ரெஸ் அப் இன் தி சில்ட்ரன், தே ஆர் நாட் நோயிங். அபவ் நீ அபவ் ஷோல்டர்ஸ் ட்ரெஸ் என்னென்ன, அபவ் நீஸ் அபவ் ஷோல்டர்ஸ் சொல்லணுமா? இதுதான் கல்ச்சர்னு நினைக்கிறார் நம்ம பீப்பிள். But foreigners are thinking the dress, Indian dress is the best dress. They like our dress. They are wearing our costumes. Our people are leaving our costumes. Eppadi? Therefore, shaucha means cleanliness is very important from your dress onwards. How you wear. Civilized is called shaucham. Uncivilized is called ashaucham. Okay, don't take cleanliness means only verbal meaning. It goes all the way towards your mind, thought, words and deeds, because it is going to make you samskrita purushaha, deserve for self-knowledge. The way you dress, the way you dress here, all the way it shows your goal, your journey, your destiny. You go and see in our Swamiji's, Dayananda Swamiji ashram, all foreigners, how they are wearing the dress. They are better than our Indians. They are wearing, all foreigners, they are wearing, covering the whole body. Why this? They are looking into our Shastra properly. Our same people, they are there, they don't look into Shastra properly. That is the problem. Look into Shastra properly, live according to Shastra. That is called சாஸ்திரம். ஜஸ்ட்டு படித்து ஸ்லோகம் எல்லாம் முடித்தாச்சு சுவாமினி சொல்லக்கூடாது. தட் இஸ் வை கால்ட் அப்சார்ப்ஷன். ஐ ஹாவ் டு அப்சார்ப் இன் த ஹோல் சாஸ்திரா, லைக் எ பிளாட்டிங் பேப்பர் மாதிரி. இன்னைக்கு ஒரு ஸ்லோகம் ஆச்சா, ரெண்டு ஸ்லோகம் ஆச்சா, டசன்ட் மேட்டர். சுவாமி சின்மயானந்த சேஸ், ஏ சீரியஸ் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இஸ் ஒன் ஈவன் சீலிங் கமிங் டவுன், even ceiling roof comes down also, he should not be disturbed. That much absorption in the words of Guru, that much absorption should be there. Pakkam yaar ukkarandirukara, pinnadi yaar ukkarandirukara, yaar yaar vandirukanga, yaar yaar vandirukangala ani oru oru vaat ettetti paakkuradhu, enna concentration enna varum namakku. Often I used to say, I am dead to the world, world is dead to me if I am in the class. அப்படி இருக்கணும். அதர்வைஸ் ஸ்லோகாஸ் வில் பி ஓவர். நான் அங்கதே இருப்பான். ஐ வில் பி தேர் ஓன்லி. ஸ்லோகாஸ் ஆர் கோயிங் ஆன் அண்ட் ஆன் அண்ட் ஆன். ஒரு கோர்ஸு, ரெண்டு கோர்ஸு, மூணு கோர்ஸு. வாட் ஐ கெட்? என்ன ஒன்லி முட்டி வலி, பேக் பெயின். ஐ கெட் நீ ப்ராப்ளம் அண்ட் பேக் ப்ராப்ளம் பை சிட்டிங் இன் த கிளாஸ். நத்திங் இஸ் என்டரிங். Doesn't work. Next one, sthairyam. Sthairyam means sthirata, steadfastness. Steadfastness means commitment. will power, commitment to what? For moksha, goal, adhyavasayi yanartham. Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kuru nandana. Adhyavasayi means putting effort. Swamini, next week holiday irukuma? ஹாலிடே எப்போ ஹாலிடே இருக்குன்னு எதிர்பார்க்கக்கூடாது. ஐயோ ஹாலிடேஸ் வரதே வரக்கூடாது அப்படின்னு நினைக்கணவே தவிர, எப்பப்போ ஹாலிடேஸ் கிடைக்குமான்னு ஸ்கூல் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் மாதிரி, தி ஸ்கூல் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஹூ ஆர் கோயிங் ஆஃபீஸ் கோவர்ஸ், தேர் ஆல்வேஸ் வெயிட்டிங் ஃபார் வாட்? சாட்டர்டே சண்டே. ஐ ஹோப் வேதாந்த ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் நாட் லைக் தேட், இசன்ட் இட்? வேதாந்த ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் நாட் லைக் தேட், தே ஆல்வேஸ் வாண்ட் கிளாஸ். That is the difference between other people, working, office goers, school goers, Vedantic students. Because I am committed to my goal, I am committed to my that moksha, ultimate goal. I want to get it, I want to fulfill completely this whole journey, Jnana Yoga. Therefore, whatever I start, until I finish, I will not stop. Until I accomplish it, I will not stop. That is why there are three types of people. Some people, they won't start at all. Some people, they start and stop. Some people, they start, they never stop until they reach their goal. அதுக்கு ஒரு ஸ்லோகம், எல்லாத்துக்குமே ஸ்லோகமோ ஸ்லோகம், எக்கச்சக்கமான ஸ்லோகம். ஐ லைக் தட் ஸ்லோகா. பிராரப்யதே விக்ன பயேன நீச்சைஹி. Nichaihi means adhamas, very very low minded, what you can call shallow minded people. Nichaihi prarabhyate na khalu, they never take up any endeavor, they never take up any project, they never take up anything. Ammu adha na panna maten an solluva, yena afraid of failure. பிராரப்யதே விக்ன பயேன, விக்னம்னா ஆப்ஸ்டிக்கல்ஸ் வரும், ஆப்ஸ்டிக்கல்ஸ் வரும். டவுட்டிங் தாமஸ் புரியறதா? அவன் பேர் என்ன இங்கிலீஷில்? டவுட்டிங் தாமஸ். எல்லாத்துக்குமே சம்சயம், டவுட். தேர் ஃபோர் விக்ன பயேன நீச்சைஹி ந பிராரப்யதே, தே வில் நெவர் ஸ்டார்ட் எனி திங். இது ஒன் டைப் ஆஃப் குரூப் ஆஃப் பீப்புள். தென் செகண்ட், பிராரப்த விக்ன விகதா விரமந்தி மத்தியாஹா. மத்தியாஹா மீன்ஸ் மீடியோக்கர் பீப்பிள். மீடியோக்கர் பீப்பிள் பிராரப்த ஆஃப்டர் ஸ்டார்டிங் தே ஸ்டார்ட். விக்ன விகதாக விரமந்தி, ஒன்ஸ் விக்னம்ஸ் வில் கம், நேச்சுரலி ஆப்ஸ்டிக்கல்ஸ் வில் கம் வென் யூ ஸ்டார்ட் சம்திங். ஒன்ஸ் விக்னா கம்ஸ், ஆப்ஸ்டிக்கல் கம்ஸ், அப்பா வேண்டாம் ஸ்டாப். ஈதர் பிஸ்னஸ் ஆர் மியூசிக், தே ஸ்டார்ட் music and a lot of vignams are there and they stop because they give problem to neighbors by singing. After 25 years they come to know I music will never come to me. By that time tenants have vacated so many people because your paataki odi poita. So many vignas will come in your life once you start any time at any field of work, any field of practice, vignas will come, obstacles bound to come. Even they come, uttama janaha na parityajanti madhye vignaha viramanti madhyaha. Viramanti means what? Withdraw, they stop. That's why after marriage also what comes? Lot of vignams comes after marriage. Wife and husband, when they are leading a life, so many obstacles in life. Na viramanti, never diverse. Never diverse. That's why Indian couple, those who are celebrating 70th, 60th or 50th wedding day. Not birthday, wedding day. 60th wedding day. வேறு 70th வெட்டிங் டே. 70th வெட்டிங் டேன்னு அந்த கப்புளுக்கு எவ்வளோ வயசு இருக்கணும்? எபவ் 80, 90? தட் கப்புள் யூ சா, யூ ரெட் தட் நியூஸ் ரீசெண்ட்லி இன் லண்டன். They were the oldest couple in London. They celebrated in a high way. Couple living from past 60 years together. Prarabdha vigna vihataha viramanti madhyaha uttamaha na viramanti. They live together. Enna obstacles vandhalum? Edhukku couple example solrenna? Ippu nariya divorce nadakkiradhu illayo? So, life together when you are living, there are lot of problems, but live together, continue the relation for a long time, lifelong, then you learn more and more. The more you drop the relations, that shows you cannot adjust with anyone, anartham. You are not able to accommodate or adjust with anyone, anartham. That is why our people says, learn to accommodate, learn to adjust, learn to face obstacles. Madhyaha viramanti. Prarabdha vigna vihata viramanti madhyaha. Vignaihi muhur muhu parihanya manaha. Even uttama janaha, vignas comes again and again and again. Vignaihi muhurmuhu api parihanyamanaha. They are attacked by so many obstacles. Physical level, mental level, family level, financial level. So many ways they are getting obstacles. But prarabdha muttama janaha na parityajanti. Uttama janaha means what? The person who is having sthairyam is called uttamaha. He never or she never stops. Even obstacle comes. Not one or two. Muhur muhuhu. Again and again obstacle comes. They never stop. This they have concretized in a story form. You know that story? Bhagiratha Prayatnam. Samudra Mathanam. What these stories meant for? Tell me. Samudra Mathanam. And Bhagiratha Prayatna. Adi Thirimo first. Bhagiratha Nenna. In a Matla Pakatal Irkan Avanan. Hey, Avanilapa. Bhagiratha Rishi. That story you have to read. Bhagiratha. So many obstacles he faces. Until he brings Ganga onto the earth, he did not stop his tapas. Similarly, Samudra Mathanam. Devatas and Rakshasas were turning the ocean, how many things came out, except Amrutam, many things are coming out of Samudra Raja, but Amrutam has not come. So many obstacles they have faced. They have not stopped. Samudra Mathanam, Bhagiratha Prayatnam. Even one more story is there. Parvati was doing tapas for Shiva. And a lot of obstacles she faced. And Shiva himself created a lot of obstacles. Bhagavan always gives problems who are all putting effort only. Edukaga theriyuma? Bhagavan takes under the water for cleansing, not for drowning. Paringo. Bhagavan takes you under the water means what? Into pains. Giving lot of pains to you. That is called taking under the water. Is it for drowning or cleansing? Not for drowning. Bhagavan is not interested in you to drown. Isn't it? Bhagavan is liking you to drown. You drown. Drown. Namma appadi Bhagavan mele criticize pandrom. But each pain and is only a cleansing process. To give me sthairyam. To face the situation. That's why convert every pain or adversity into an advantage. That is called sthairyam. Always raising the head, never bending. Raising head because of two things. Those are stiff-necked spondylosis, they rise all the time. Now, I'm not talking about that, people. Raise your head means out of confidence, out of boldness, out of willpower, confidence, courage. That is very important. Life is full of ప్లస్ అండ్ మైనస్, అడ్వాంటేజ్ అండ్ డిస్అడ్వాంటేజెస్. బట్ దిస్ పర్సన్ వాంట్ టు నో లర్న్ ఈచ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఈజ్ ఎ లెసన్, ఎవ్రీ బిట్టర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఈజ్ ఎ లెసన్, అండ్ ఎవ్రీ పెయిన్ గివ్స్ ఏ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వాట్ యు కెన్ కాల్ రిఫైన్మెంట్ ఇన్ యువర్ మైండ్. అప్పటి ఇఫ్ యూ లుక్ ఇన్ టు దట్ టువర్డ్స్ దట్ పెయిన్ యాజ్ ఏ స్టెప్పింగ్ స్టోన్ ఫర్దర్ ఆర్ ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు మెచ్యూర్, ఇఫ్ యూ లుక్ ఎట్ దట్ యూ వోంట్ లుక్ ఎట్ ఇట్ యాజ్ ఎ పెయిన్. అది ద బ్యూటీ. పెయిన్ ఈజ్ నో మోర్ ఎ పెయిన్, యూ టేక్ ఇట్ యాజ్ ఎ సిచ్యువేషన్. ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎ ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఎట్ ఆల్, ఐ టేక్ ఇట్ యాజ్ ఎ సిచ్యువేషన్. హౌ రిలాక్స్ మైండ్, నో టెన్షన్, నో యాంగ్జైటీ, బికాస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ పాసెస్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ పాసెస్. సో హౌ మచ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు లెర్న్ ఫర్ ఈచ్ వాల్యూకి ఎవరు కత్తికను, ఆఫ్టర్ చెప్పల్ పుట్ వి ఫర్గెట్. స్థైర్యం ఆవదు, గీర్యం ఆవదు. కొంచెం ఒక ఎలి పక్కతలో ఉంది అమ్మ, వీఆర్ ఎఫ్రైడ్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అన్నాడు. లైక్ దిస్ సో మెనీ స్టోరీస్ వై వీ రీడ్ ఇన్ భాగవత పురాణ సండాల్. భాగవత పురాణ ఇఫ్ ఐ రీడ్ ఐ గెట్ పుణ్యం ఈజ్ ఎ బై ప్రోడక్ట్. ఎస్పెషల్లీ పురాణ స్టడీ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ టు డెవలప్ స్టెడ్ ఫాస్ట్నెస్. పురాణ స్టడీస్ ఓన్లీ టు డెవలప్ పేషియన్స్. పురాణిక్ స్టడీస్ ఓన్లీ మెంట్ టు ఫేస్ పెయిన్స్, ప్రాబ్లమ్స్, హౌ టు లుక్ ఎట్ యువర్ లైఫ్. ఫర్ దట్ సేక్ ఓన్లీ పురాణ స్టడీ. బట్ దట్ ఆస్పెక్ట్ యాటిట్యూడ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ దేర్ ఫర్ యూ. యూ స్టడీ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ పుణ్యం. బట్ భయందాంగుళ్ళి మాదిరి ఒరే భయం భయం భయం, ఎల్లాత్తికమే భయం. Too sentimental, too much timidness, all these are continuing. What is the use of Purana study? Because I am studying Purana as a punyam. I am not looking at Purana in a different angle. I have to look at Ramayana in a different angle. How courageous people, they have taken the trivial situations, how they have, taken forward next situation, next situation. That's what I have to learn. అది ద లైఫ్ అండ్ స్థైర్యం. దెన్ ఆత్మ వినిగ్రహ. ఆత్మ హియర్ మీన్స్ బాడీ మైండ్ కాంప్లెక్స్, నాట్ సచ్చిదానంద ఆత్మ. ఆత్మ మీన్స్ బాడీ మైండ్ కాంప్లెక్స్. వినిగ్రహ మీన్స్ రిస్ట్రెయింట్, రిస్ట్రెయిన్, డిసిప్లినింగ్. ఆత్మ వినిగ్రహ అష్టాంగ యోగ ద్వారా. అష్టాంగ యోగ ప్రాక్టీస్ మెయిన్లీ మెంట్ ఫర్ ఆత్మ వినిగ్రహ, బాడీ డిసిప్లిన్, మైండ్ డిసిప్లిన్, సెన్స్ డిసిప్లిన్. బాడీ డిసిప్లిన్ త్రూ ఆసనాస్, మైండ్ డిసిప్లిన్ త్రూ ధారణ ధ్యాన, సెన్స్ డిసిప్లిన్ త్రూ ప్రత్యాహార. రిమెంబర్ ద టర్టిల్, టార్టాయిస్, కూర్మ. కూర్మ అన్న ఆమై. నాలుగు లాంగ్వేజ్ ఉన్నాయి. సో ద టార్టాయిస్, వెన్ ఎనీ అనిమల్ కమ్స్ టు ఈట్ ఇట్, ఇట్ విత్డ్రాస్ ఇట్స్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గాన్స్. లెగ్స్, టూ లెగ్స్ అండ్ టూ హ్యాండ్స్ అండ్ హెడ్ గోస్ ఇన్ సైడ్. సిమిలర్లీ there are lot of vishayas outside, sense objects, they are all like wild animals. You are like a tortoise. They are all coming and attracting you, your sense organs. Manas, manonigraha is called shamaha, sense control is called damaha. So mana nigraha, sense control, damaha, shamaha put together and bodily control. That is why Ashtanga Yoga, why he said yoga ha chitta vritti nirodha. Yoga means mastery on one's own body mind complex is called yoga ha. Yoga is not a keep fit exercise. That's why I stopped teaching yoga, because people, however much I teach, yoga is meant for that, meant for 30 years, I was teaching yoga, yoga, yoga. Everyone is interested in tummy. And the tummy, how to reduce? They are not looking at the mind, how to control the mind, how to control my, how to channelize my emotions. However much I try to take them, I drive them towards inner depth of the yoga. If I speak, they won't come to the next class. If I speak, you will have health. You and only grass level, if I speak, they continue the class. If I appadiyavad manage pannite, I manage to speak. I never left the class without yamaniyamas. Every class I in between, middle of first chonna varamata class. And then after coming, they start yamaniyamas. What for? Then I slowly I take to spirituality. Adhila then sila per konja konja per irukka. Vedanta class. So everyone is gross-minded. No, almost sthulam. They give importance to the body, physical body, physical health. In the physical, oh, physical. Manas, emotions, mind, antakkaranam. Adi appadina irukkattam, Swami. Adi yaarukku theriyadillaya. Vellila thane theriyaradhu. Wrinkles varakkoodadhu. Mudi eppovume karuppa irukkanum. Pallu pogakkoodadhu. Ippadi thaan irukkanum. அதுக்கு தான் யோகா சொல்லும்போது எனக்கு ஒரு சன்னியாசினியாக இருந்து அவங்கள ஃபிசிக்கல் ஃபிட்னஸுக்காக எத்தனை நாளில் யோகா சொல்கிறது. ஸோ பீப்புள் ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம் ஆர் டீச்சிங் அவுட் சைட் ஓன்லி ஃபார் தட் இஸ் வை தே ஆர் கீப்பிங் இன் பியூட்டி பார்லர் ஹாஸ்பிட்டல்ஸ் எவ்ரிவேர் தே ஆர் கீப்பிங் யோகா. யோகா இஸ் எ தபஸ், யோகா இஸ் எ லைஃப் ஸ்டைல், இட்ஸ் அன் ஆஸ்டிரிட்டி. பட் தட் யோகா ஹேஸ் கான் நவேடேஸ். Atma vinigraha means what? Ashtanga yoga sadhana. May you have raga, dvesha. What Lord Shankaracharya says for atma vinigraha, atmanaha apakarakasya atma shabda vachyasya karyakarana sanghatasya vinigraha. So you have to control your raga, dvesha, likes and dislikes, and you have to master. See, control at two levels. Dharmic actions you are doing, and adharmic actions some people are doing. Even dharmic actions are also an obstacle after some time. Dharmic actions like your regular puja, religious way of life, all these are also not the end of life. They are only the means. That's why you should know where to stop. Otherwise, grihasthashrama alone is the ultimate. Grihasthashrama sadhanas are only ultimate. Why vanaprastha shastra talks? Why sannyasashrama shastra talks? Withdrawing. You are withdrawing in vanaprastha. You are withdrawing in sannyasashrama from these even dharmic actions also. If you spend more time in what? Going to that temple, this puja, that puja, in the parayana, and the parayana, mudichitti. Appuram class ku porayana, when you will get moksha. Therefore, atma vinigraha means here, you control your raga, dvesha, from adharmic actions also, even dharmic actions also. I have raga towards some dharmic actions. That also you stop. You have to know anyatra dharmat, anyatra adharmat. Punya papa atita atma you have to know. Therefore spend time for Vedanta class. Enna irukke Vedanta class? Chumma edho swami ni pesinne irupa 11 to 12. Ana nenakkara. People think. But Sundarakanda Parayanamanna, oru adi adi sonnala peru sonnala oru odambu melake undunu sila perukku. And Lalita Sahasranamu, Sundarakanda Parayanamu. And they forget the importance of the study of Shastra. What to do? That means they do not know. They are taking the sadhanas. What? Sundarakanda Parayanam, Lalita Sahasranama Parayanam, or this vratam, that puja, this puja, going to temple, all dharmic actions only. But there is no vinigraha. I don't know how to withdraw from them, when to withdraw. By that time they withdraw, they are unfit. For what? Even come to class. That is what unfortunately people are dragged to, even dharmic actions. Atma vinigraha means what? Body, mind, sense complex. I have to make them to involve in dharmic actions without any raga dvesha. I have to do sometime and withdraw. Restrain them. Restrain them from worldly goals. They are not goal at all. They are all means. Your puja, your varchana, your anything, going to temple or anything is a sadhana, is a means for what? The ultimate goal, moksha. How you get that moksha? Only by studying shastra. Otherwise, if you spend in that time only, this is also dharmic action only, no? But you can never come out of ignorance. Atma ajnanam. That is not meant for to remove the atma ajnanam. Because you are not able to know that. Who will tell you this? Tell me. No Bhagavatar will tell you. These are rituals enough. You can stop. You continue shastra study. Avarike bhayam first chollaradhukku. Unak adhi mela bhayam. Time, where is time, quality time for you to study shastra? When you are going to study that shadlingas, when you are going to study about pramanams, when you are able to understand that bhagatyaga lakshana, when you assimilate. That is why ananta shastram bahuveditavyam alpascha kalaha bahavascha vignaha. Especially you are in grihastha ashrama, you have umpteen responsibilities. Your mind is dragged towards daughter, towards son, towards grandson, is babysitting. Idik pona, ange pona, ange pola, na, people will, your children will shout at you. Are they not your grandchildren? You have to take care of. You have to take care of. They don't bother about your life mission. What is your life goal? Until children settle, you are struggling. Once they settle, you are again, your struggle is not there, but you have to go there and sit. Baby sitting. And the grandson varva, and the granddaughter varva. Enna pannanana? Talaattu, talaattu. Ippudha padikirudhu. Talaattulane poyinde irukkom apdiye. So, people are not knowing. Atma vinigraha. You should know body, mind, sense, they are the means. Family is a means. You have to mature through the family members. Family is not be all and end all. Family relations are not be all and end all. May you understand every relation has got its own limitation. Why? Every relation, every person is going to leave the body one day or other. No one is permanent. Understand? Either son or daughter, grandson or granddaughter, whatever relation you have, never get attached to them, never get hooked to them. Do your duty and study shastra. Otherwise, you are missing the train. Which train takes you to moksha? What is the train? Gita class is the train. You have to sit in the Gita class train. That which takes you all the way to moksha destiny. But unfortunately, I am taking 2 courses, 3 courses. Nanda permanenta regular varen class. I am the one who come regularly to the class, not the students. They miss so many slokas because in grihastha ashrama. That is why I need not take a second course, third course. Why I am taking second course this is? What is the necessity of second course? Because they are absent since so many classes. Nasato vidyate bhava, if you ask them what is the meaning, anna adengi irke ani kepa sloka. Nasato vidyate bhava, if you know that sloka thoroughly, word to word meaning, if you are able to explain, you are the one who is really heard the shastra and artham. If you are not able to explain that sloka, that means your shastra study is not completed. Remember, karmanya karmaya pashyet, again that sloka, if you explain it properly, thoroughly you understand, your study is completed. Otherwise, it is not completed. Therefore, what? Come to the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.